This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we have it. We're here. The hour is here. Legal tampering is now underway in the NFL. They should drop a ball at Times Square for this thing.
Let's go.
All right, Dan, let's get ready for the rules of the game here, especially because we're kind of all searching out information, too, because X is a mess today. It's been on and off and on and off, and so we're getting a lot of information from Blue Sky. We're also getting it from Threads. And Instagram. So keep going.
Dan. We're doing great. Everything's going great. Nothing yet.
Wait a minute. We are 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the hour.
Doing great.
Nothing.
I got two different screens going. We're refreshing like Mad Men.
All right. So tell me how we're going to play this game. If something happens, what's how does this go down? So
when something happens.
So when something happens, the way this is going to go is there's going to be two separate drops. One of them will be a standard breaking news for when another team does something. We will have that for you ASAP. If the Browns do something, there will be a separate tone that you will hear.
Ooh.
And we will react to all of those as well.
Okay. I'm pumped. Let's go.
All right, so now we got to figure this thing out. So now,
how's it going so far, Dan?
I'm almost on Blue Sky, so I'm trying to hook up on there too.
I'm refreshing like a madman.
What do we have so far, Dan?
You know what, then? You suck. I don't want.
No,
I'm not playing this game anymore with you.
Where's Carson Wentz going?
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Per Adam Schefter on ESPN, Hassan Reddick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hassan Reddick, the pass rusher to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
See, this is what we're talking about right here, baby.
1 year, 14 mil, 12 million guaranteed.
That's fabulous right there. That's awesome. Here we go.
All right, I got to write all this stuff down. So, Jeff, you pontificate for a second. Did we want him? Sorry,
yeah,
I just had to do that.
Andy, this team needs everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take any defensive lineman who's good. I'll take a good offensive lineman. They certainly need depth. They need good health. I'll take a safety. I'll take a linebacker. I'll take a defensive end. I'll take a defensive tackle. I'll take a corner.
I'm with you on all this stuff.
I'll take wide receivers.
I'm into all this stuff.
Have I mentioned every position group yet?
Did you say long snapper?
I don't need I might need a kicker.
I don't think we need a long snapper.
Well, maybe. Good. I don't know.
Rex Unahara. We're not turning our back on a local guy.
Can I go basking on you?
Sure.
This team doesn't need a punter.
No, we don't.
We've got a good punter.
We don't. I don't know. Jeff, I need a good picture for Blue Sky. That's all I'm worried about right now
so I can find
out what's going on.
That's nice.
We're focused. We're ready.
At least
remember
I called
one,
it threads last
remember
time.
One thing about free agency, and we talked about this last week.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. You know, we're pumped. It's cool. You know, we're seeing where all these guys are going. It's not the way to build your football team. It's also most of these guys end up being guys who fill roster spots and positions, and usually very few of them are overly impactful. Is that fair?
Well, there's a reason they're free agents. Isn't that what we always go back and say in this scenario?
And sometimes it's ability. Most of the time, I think a lot of the times, it's money and situation. A lot of the time. You know, the Browns have signed some good free agents. And other teams sign good free agents as well. But most of the time, I think these guys fill roster spots. And that's okay. You have to do that. And if you fill roster spots with quality guys, then you have a better roster. So this is, I think, a very critical time for NFL teams. Just don't think in most cases that this is, you know, okay, we nailed free agency, so we're going to the Super Bowl.
How's that? I'll buy into that. I mean, it is free agency, but it is. I think I'm more interested this year than I am most years because we have the number two pick, and I'm wondering if what they do in free agency, you know, in the next 24 hours here, will affect what they're going to do at number two. I think that's really the bottom line. I'm also wondering if signing Myles Garrett yesterday to the extension, how much money that frees up and gives them the opportunity to bring in another free agent if they needed to bring in a free agent or if they want a free agent or how much flexibility there is there. Because that's, I'll be honest, I'll be looking forward to an Andrew Berry press conference here soon to know how this deal affected what it means cap-wise for the Browns. And if they can sign somebody of significance today, you'd be like, I was kind of shocked. I didn't think they could afford him.
Breaking NFL news, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Chiefs give offensive tackle Jalen Moore 2 years, $30 million per Adam Schefter. So
$30 million total?
Correct.
Okay.
Over 2 years, yes. All right.
They need offensive linemen. They need to beef it up.
Former 49ers offensive tackle, 2 years, $30 million, $21.24 million guaranteed. Yep. Chiefs needed offensive line, got offensive line. Yep. That's courtesy of Adam Schefter.
Good for them.
It's a good catch.
My guess is they're not done on the offensive line.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking through some of these other free agents that are available. And now Khalil Mack's off the board. I'm looking at guys that are there that kind of are intriguing, I guess, that would be good for the Browns. I was
finding. How about Draymond Jones? Defensive tackle, St. Ignatius, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Got cut by Seattle. Stay tuned on that one.
Chase Young. Out there too, right? I'm talking about Buckeyes.
He's been slightly disappointing in the last year or three.
Can I throw this?
But I like him.
Would you bring Amari back?
I've thought about that. Does Amari want to come back? I think that's a bigger question. Does Amari want to come back?
I guess it might depend on who the quarterback is.
That's
too,
exactly
right.
So if I were the Browns, I would certainly not close the door on Amari Cooper. I also wouldn't pay him a ton of money. I think Amari's better days are behind him. Doesn't mean he can't have big days ahead and good days ahead. It's interesting. I read a story about him the other day, and this is true. If you followed Amari throughout his career, he has a really good year, then a down year. Then a really good year, then a down year. He's due for the really good year. I wouldn't close the door on that idea.
On most wide receivers, I'm kind of okay with, especially if it's an upgrade. And it's not going to take much to upgrade what we have.
Thank you very much. So, thank you very much.
What happens to Jed Wills right now?
Somebody's going to make him a great guard.
Gone? Someone's going to come and get him.
I think that's probably right.
Oh, boy. All right, so we're sitting back.
Somebody's going to come and get him.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Yep.
I think...
And somebody's going to be really happy. They're gonna see what happened with the Eagles and Mekhi Becton and think, we're going to make him a guard.
Yeah, but do you have that offensive line coach? That's my only thing with that idea, is it makes a lot of sense for a team to do that, but like if you don't have that offensive line coach who's willing to make that move and work with those guys, it's like, okay.
Well, every team has one. I would assume they're all willing. No?
Yeah.
Buccaneers have agreed to a new contract with receiver Chris Godwin.
I was talking about the Buccaneers.
NFL News, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Ian Rappaport, 3 years, $66 million.
So he's going back to Tampa.
Going back to Tampa.
Oh, that applause you hear is coming from Baker Mayfield's house.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So he's back with Mike Evans. Good. That's a good move for Tampa.
Yeah.
Godwin's a terrific, terrific player.
I was, as we were approaching the hour, I was thinking, okay, what moves would blow me away? And if the Browns,
that would have been one of them, huh?
Yeah, no. If the Browns would have got him,
yeah,
that would have been great.
That would have been one of them.
I mean, I kept staring at his name, going, "The Browns can go get him," but yeah. I just wasn't feeling it. Especially for a wide receiver, you got to know who the quarterback is you pop into that. Right?
So Chris Godwin's off the table.
Yep.
Davante Adams is off the table. DK Metcalf traded.
T. Higgins is off the table.
T. Higgins has been franchised. He could still be traded, but he's not coming here.
Right.
So your wide receiver crew is looking a little slim these days.
Trying to see who else is. Amari Cooper, we just talked about him.
Josh Palmer,
Samuel,
do anything for you?
Don't forget him.
Josh Palmer is solid.
Would you say?
Debo Samuel.
Oh, Debo Samuel.
Debo Samuel went to Meredith's Commanders.
Yeah. So Deami Brown.
The better wide receivers are already off the board.
Yeah, that was quick. Didn't take long.
Didn't take long at all.
Marquise Brown went back to Kansas City.
Which, by the way, I think is a great move for Kansas City and for Hollywood Brown.
Keenan Allen's out there.
Yeah. You know why?
Because he should be.
He's 49.
He's a
good receiver, though.
DeAndre Hopkins is 32, and he's out there.
I would sign D-Hop. I would. He's not going to cost you a ton. And I think he still has something left. See, there are a bunch of guys in that group. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Hopkins. Amari Cooper, I think maybe in that same category. I would love to get one of those guys. That'd be great. But I think this is where that market's going to go really slow. Those guys are all going to be hoping to get money, and they're not going to get money.
Something interesting, Adam Schefter says on ESPN that Justin Fields is keeping the Steelers at bay and reiterates that he could come back to Pittsburgh, but it's a big opportunity for the Jets to make their pitch for the former first-round quarterback. Schefter saying Justin Fields the first domino that has to fall, and I'm reading that off of Brooke Pryor.
Justin Fields the first domino.
Correct.
Hmm.
And that's according to Adam Schefter. Yep.
Okay. So if he's the first domino that has to fall... All right, so in other words, if he goes to the Jets, then who do the Steelers go after? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Do they keep Russell Wilson?
I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing for the Steelers.
I don't either.
I can't.
That just doesn't look right to me. I can't see that happening. I could be completely wrong.
Hmm. All right, we are just 12 minutes into legal tampering, which really means we're 12 minutes into free agency. Again, if the Browns do anything, we'll have it for you as quickly as possible. As of right now, it's all quiet. Just a couple little moves.
All quiet.
Hassan Reddick to Tampa Bay.
Wait a minute.
Jalen Moore.
Oh, I was just going to chime in. It's coming out courtesy of Adam Schefter. The first 2 years of the Chris Godwin deal, fully guaranteed.
Wow.
Thought that's interesting.
He's coming off a torn ACL. And so, good for him. I think he's a really solid wide receiver. And if you put him back with Mike Evans. Congratulations to Baker Mayfield.
All right, we are in the pool right now as legal tampering opened 13 minutes ago. Still trying to figure out where some of these deals may land somebody. Obviously, the Browns have a million needs, and we'll see if they can go out and grab somebody in free agency, and we'll see how quickly that happens. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Cool Ray. Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up with you?
So while they out here legal tampering, let me just throw out a word. This is my thing. Is out here, we are as Browns fans, and we also might get rid of Deshaun Watson and all that kind of stuff. Why don't the Browns play it smart this time? Like, there is no Super Bowl quarterback that's in the free agency draft. There is not one that can possibly get you there. There's not one that's going to come out in the draft that's going to get you there unless you coach him up. So we've already got Deshaun Watson on our team. Why don't we use him to mentor the young quarterback that we're going to draft? We're paying him anyway, so might as well use his experience to teach this guy how to play quarterback. Don't worry about it.
Is he the right guy to mentor somebody?
Regardless of what people think or feel, this man knows how to play quarterback in the NFL.
But is he willing to do that, Cool Ray, or is he thinking he's still the starting quarterback?
At some point, he has to come to terms with, you know, this is, you know, you're not, you've been injured, so no team's going to pick you up. Like, he knows the reality of his situation for either the on-the-field injuries or off-the-field situation. He knows that. His agent knows that. So that's,
gotcha.
So my thing is, we're paying this man all this money. Let's use him somehow. He's going to be injured. He's not going to play this year anyway because of the Achilles.
Right.
So let him know.
All right, I see what you're saying, Cool Ray. We got you. Thank you, Cool Ray, saying, hey, if you're going to pay him, you might as well let him be a teacher.
Yeah, except for one thing.
Oh, here we go. It's a famous one thing from Jeff Elwood.
Well, is he willing to do that? And is he the right guy to mentor a young quarterback?
Ooh, that's two things.
Okay. Well, the way he's played here, he's not the guy to mentor anybody.
Legal tampering free agency is open for business. As we find out what's going on next with the free agents across the NFL, anything happens to the Browns, we're breaking in. We'll let you know what's going on. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.